Makoyf Yerushalmi, corresponding to Makoyf Bavli, Daf Yud Beis, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the foot of the page. Tani Rabbi Eliezer. Tani Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimeh, Miklat Miklat Ksiv Bepashis Drochim, Kadesh Yei Horoitzeh Roya Es HaKosov V'Hailech. The Bais says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov tells us, at every crossroad there will be a sign with the words Miklat, refuge, indicating which was the way to the city of refuge, so that a killer would see it and would immediately be able to follow it. Amar Yabun, Kamin Yad Haifim Mare Lahen Es HaDerech. Rabun says there was a picture of a hand pointing to the correct direction. Amar Pinchas, Toiv Yosha, Lamu Toiv Shu Yosha, Valamu Yosha Shu Toiv. But Pinchas asks the question, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Hafei Pasuk Ches, Hashem is good and straight, therefore he guides sinners on the way. Now if he's good, implying that he's good even to those who do not deserve it, why say that he's straight, implying the opposite? And if he's straight, why say that he's good? Al Kein Yoruch HaToim BaDerech, The answer is, at the end of the passage explains, therefore he guides sinners on the way. He bestows goodness by guiding the sinners to repent. Once they've repented, they deserve to receive the reward that he gives in his straightness. Shaul Chachma, Chote Mao Anshei. They asked wisdom, what is the punishment for a sinner? Amulahem Chatoim Teodosh Ra. Wisdom gave an answer. The passage says in Mishlei, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, evil will pursue the sinners. It refers to the destructive angel created by a person's sin that later acts as a persecution to bring him punishment. Shalom Nevua, Choyte Mao Einche, they ask prophecy, what is the punishment for a sinner? Amolehen, Hanefesh HaChoytas, He Thomas. Prophecy answered from a pasuk in Yecheskel, in Perek Yecheskel Pasuk Kaf, the soul that sins will die as an atonement. Shalom Lekuchabrichu, Choyte Mao Einche, they ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is the punishment for a sinner? Amolehen, he answered, Yasu tshuva v'yishchap eloi, let him repent and he will be atoned. Haina dichsi, v'alkin yoru chatoim ba'derech, yoru lechatoim derech la'sois tshuva. And this is seen in the pasuk in Tehillim we had before, Tehillim perek chafahe pasuk ches, therefore he guides sinners on the way, he guides the sinners in the way to repent. So wisdom and prophecy do not give a way for a person to repent, only Hashem himself, who goes beyond the letter of the law, gives a person such a possibility. Ksiv k'sipol lanud, k'dror la'uf, kain kil laschilim lo'isavoi, the Gemara asked the question, the Mishnah earlier said, therefore the mothers of the Kohanim would supply food and clothing to the killers, so the killers would not pray for their sons to die. Now the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perchafov Pasuk Beis, like a wandering sparrow and like a flying swallow, so a vain curse will not come. So why were the mothers worried that the killers in the city of refuge would pray for their sons to die? The Gemara answers, Tipata Shahaya Es Vo'ena. Even such prayers might be answered at a favorable time. It's like the teaching of Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta that there are favorable times for prayer. King David said to Hashem, Master of the universe, when I pray before you, it should be a favorable time, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Samach Tes Pasuk Yudalud, as for me, my prayer to you, Hashem, should be at a favorable time. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, whenever the Torah used the word Vayedaber and he spoke, it means that there's a novel thing being said. And the Gemara asks the question, Vayaksiv Vayedaber Elokim Nechulei, but it says in Shmois in Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and he said to him, I am Hashem. There's no novel thing that was said over there. And the Gemara answers, Garsa. The Gemara writes an abbreviation indicating one should look at the Midrash for the answer. The Midrash there in Shmos Rabbeh and in Tanchuma say, Hashem spoke to Moshe in a stern way, and it's shown by the use of the word Vayidaber as opposed to Vayomer. The Gemara asks about Mahu Vayeshev Imam. The question is, when Hashem gave Yoshua instructions about the cities of refuge, the Pasuk says in Yoshua in Perichof Pasuk Dalet, they shall take him into the city to them and give him a place and he shall dwell among them. What are the words, and he shall dwell Vayeshav among them, add. Rabban Zekisin, b'shem Rabbi Shila, she'im haya talmid chacham oisin loy beis vad. The answer is, Rabbanon of Kisan, quoting Rabbi Shila, said that if the killer was a Torah scholar, they would make from a yeshiva. And we teach a b'risa now, shalosh orim hifish Moshe beiv ha'yaldin, mishibol la'oretz hifishu oid shalosh, v'lasin lavi mafishin oid shalosh, ne'emah shalosh, 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 haritesha. Moshe set aside three cities in the Transjordan, and when they came to the land, they set aside another three, and in the future, they will set aside another three, as the Pasuk mentions the word three times, in Dvarim, in Perek Yutes Pasuk Beis, you shall separate three cities for yourself, and in Pasuk Zayin, it says, therefore I command you, saying, you shall separate for yourself three cities, And in Pasuk Tes it says, you shall add 3 more cities for yourself in addition to these 3, and that makes a total of 9. Abishol Leimah Sholosh 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 Haritisha Vo'od Harish Shneimasa. Abishol says, no, there are those 9, and also, and the Pasuk also says 3 more cities. The extra word more adds a further 3, making a total of 12. Ibn Urai Oimah Sholosh 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 Haritisha Vo'od Harayud Beis Ala Sholosh Harites Vav. Ibn Urai says there are those 9, and the word more adds another 3, making 12. However, the Pasuk also added the phrase in addition to these 3, which adds a further 3, making a total of 15. The Gemara asks, Siv Sheish Arei Miklot Tiena Lachem V'Tem Achein, how can you say that there will be more cities of refuge in the future if the Pasuk seems to say that there will only be 6, as it says in Bamidbar in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yud Gimel, the cities that you provide shall serve as 6 cities of refuge for you. And the Gemara says, also a change in the gear, says Sheshtam Kol Tois Ka'achas, this merely teaches that all 6 of them begin to absorb at the same time, so the 3 in the Transjordan were not active until the 3 in the land of Israel were prepared. The Mishnah said earlier that whether an anointed Kohen Gadol during the first Beis HaMikdash or one was merely wore the clothing during the second Beis HaMikdash when there was no longer the anointing oil, the death of any of these allows the killer to return home. And it seems to follow the teaching of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Acha, 5 things were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that were present in the first one, as the Pasuk says in reference to building the second Beis HaMikdash in Chagai, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, ascend to the mountain and you shall bring wood and build the house and I will accept it and I will be honoured, Ve'ikavda, said Hashem. However, it's actually written Ve'ikaved without the letter He, whose numerical value is 5, and this alludes to the 5 things that were absent in the second Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ilahin, and what were these 5 things? Eish, Oroin, Urim V'Tumim, Sheren HaMishcha, V'Ruach HaKodesh. They were the fire that would come down to the altar from heaven, the ark that was hidden away, the Urim V'Tumim from the Kohen Gadol's breastplate that was used to answer questions posed on behalf of the nation, the anointing oil, and the Holy Spirit of prophecy given to the prophets. Amar Abaye, Talmid Chacham Tzarich Lefarsim Es Atzmoi, Abaye says the Torah scholar has to publicize himself. Heich Barnash de Chacham Chada Michle V'Azal La'asa V'Innum Yikrin Le Kadu Chacham Train Michle Tzarich Le'Molein Chada Michle Anachakim. How can he do this? On the contrary, a person should hide his wisdom in order not to benefit from the honor of the Torah. If a person knows one tractate of Talmud when he comes to a new place, they honor him in a way that befits one who knows 2 tractates, he has to inform that he only knows 1. And we learn this from our Mishnah that taught that when the people want to honour the Torah scholar, he must inform them. Rather, Abai must be saying that he must inform them if they try to honour him. Rav Huna Amar Oimer B'Safa Rafa Behimin. Rav Huna says, in the case of a person repaying a debt after the Shemitah year, as per the law of the Torah, the lender has to tell him that he relinquishes his claim on the money. He should say it in a gentle tone with his right hand stretched out in order to show that the borrower that he doesn't really want to relinquish it and that his hand is stretched out to accept it. Ma taima de Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara asks the question, what is Rabbi Akiva's source that the Redeemer is permitted to kill the killer if he leaves the trum of the city? The answer is the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yud Tef Pasuk Vav, lest the Redeemer of the blood pursue the killer while his heart is heated. If it was a mitzvah to kill the killer, why would the Pasuk state the reason why the Redeemer might kill him? Rabbi Akiva says the Mishnah taught that one who killed the Kohen Gadol, if a Kohen Gadol killed, he can never leave the city. However, he does return home if there was another Kohen Gadol of one of the 3 types in our Mishnah who was in service at the time of the verdict and who later died. If the killer is needed for some important mitzvah or communal need, messengers are sent there and he's brought out from the city. Rabbi Yossi Masnisa Le'amakein. Rabbi Yossi asked, but the Mishnah didn't say that. Ela afili yisor svichem loy, afili sasfa kuyo ben suya, the Mishnah says the opposite, and even if Yisrael needs him, and even if he's the head of the army like Yoav ben Tzruya, he may not leave because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamed Hei Pasuk Chaf Hei, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge to which he had fled, Shama, there.